Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlin. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris throws to second for one, and Causey throws to first, and Gentile drops the ball. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Odom, and towards Causey, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Harrelson now playing first base. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Odom covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito is thrown out after the base hit. Stahl moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Odom. Hansen moves to third. Berry moves to second. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Berry scores. Carrion moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Carrion moves to third. Horlan moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Carrion scores. Horlan moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jose Santiago now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to home to get Horlan. Hershberger moves to third. Buford moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger scores. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Horlan bunts towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Causey covering, for the out. Carrion moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Jose Santiago. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tartabull tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Campaneris moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Campaneris moves to third. Stahl moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Horlan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrion moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Diego Segui. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carrion fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Buford reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Horlan bunts towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Causey covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. K. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan pinch hits for Ted Bosfield. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hansen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stahl hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ward. Stahl moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stahl moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stahl scores. Colavito scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to second. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.